Well, Gareth, 56 for three, plays 218 at the end of the first day. Who's on top, do you think?
I think it's fairly even, to be honest. You know, if we can get a couple of early wickets tomorrow, it'll put us in a great position, and they'll be thinking if they can put a partnership, you know, they'll be able to get a nice little lead. So I think big first hour for us tomorrow. You know, if the lads come in, hit their straps, hit their lines and links, there's still enough there on the wicket while the ball's pretty hard to pick up a few poles and put us in a good position.
Was occupation of the crease the key thing for you when you went out today?
Yeah, I think on wicket there was pretty slow. You know, been moving around, swinging and nipping in the morning, and their bowlers bowled pretty tight lines. So the position we were in, just knew that later on the day it'd become a little bit easier to score once the shine was born and a little bit of hardness was out of the ball as well. So that was kind of just my main priority when we were out there, and you know, had a few nice little partnerships, but probably feel a little bit downhearted that my 60 wasn't something bigger.
But Shrek actually just—it was almost an afterthought, that catch. It was a low one for him to actually get down to, wasn't it?
Yeah. He just he just brought it in something there that kind of got stuck in the pitch, and I just pushed a little too hard at it instead of waiting for the ball like I'd done the old day. But it was a decent catch. But he's a good player. He knows how to do things.
In terms of the tail, after you got out, there was a different approach from Jack and from James Fuller in particular. Do you think that was right at the time to actually try and attack before the second new ball became due?
Well, I definitely think so. I think, you know, we worked hard to get in a position where we're bringing their bowlers back for, obviously, their three seamers, bringing them back for second, third and fourth spells. When the hardness went out of the ball and the sun shone in that second session, it did become a little bit easier to bat. And, you know, Jack and James are just naturally attacking players, so you know, to kind of ask them to sit back in their box and not play their natural game, you know, you just back them to know the situation, and I think they read it pretty well.
In terms of the movement when you were keeping, was there as much compared to earlier in the day?
Yeah, there's certainly still a decent amount there. I think the big difference now is that the moisture's gone out. The little bit of zip that was there in the morning has calmed down a little bit, so it's a little bit slower. Probably a little bit easier to bat off. The sun's been on it for a few hours today, but there's still enough there to encourage us. If we know if we put the balls in the right area, we're going to get rewards.
Michael Klinger was saying after he was out that maybe even 180 was a competitive score. So on that basis, you might have been a little bit ahead of the game with what you finished up with, and you still might be able to get a lead out of 218.
No, actually, any lead on wickets like this, where I think later on in the game it's going to become quite a battle to get wickets and quite tough to get wickets. Any lead is really handy. So, you know, if that is the case, tomorrow we turn up and we hit our... and we hit our lines and links, and we should hopefully, you know, put them under pressure, put them a little under pressure.
The forecast is good. Do you think it will flatten out?
I don't think it'll be ever like a proper Cheltenham flat wicket. I don't think it's going to shape up. But certainly, I wouldn't be surprised if it did become a little bit easier to bat on, especially with a heavy roller available.